هي عن داف غضاب ومد أعلم round 59 from the top ביי אדם חייב בקייטה בקל בחיים תגמור זה איך קשם that if a person kills someone, he should be chayiv b'kayif. And how should we figure this out? Mikal b'chayimah. Umah sheil. If a person has a sheil that's mazik someone, she'enoi chayiv b'arbo dvorim, a sheil that's mazik ha'odom, don't pay dalet dvorim, tzaripu yishevis ha'boishis, is chayiv b'kayfer, but yechayiv b'kayfer. Is odom shechayiv b'abo dvorim, ein edin sheyechayiv b'kayfer. So we have a kal v'chayma, if a sheir is chayiv b'kayfer, an odom, when he kills someone, shezicha b'chayiv b'kayfer. Om akra, so the Gemara says, kachela shayushas olov, by Kaifer it says, Ol Asheyushas Olov, Olov, Voloi Al Odom. It's a miyut. The whole din of Tashlume Kaifer was only said Olov by Asheyer and not by an Odom. Now, before we learn Rashi and Asugya, I would like to learn over Tosfos and Daftalad Amidalev. Now that we're mamish in the sugya, I think the Tosfos will have a little bit more meaning and understanding. Tosfos daf dalet amud aleph, k'roi odom she'ein mishalem es hakoyfer. Here the Gemara is saying, we cannot learn out odom from sher, because sher is more chomer than odom. Sher pays koyfer. In Odom does not pay Kaifa. Hiksha Rivo, my Chumra Hizu, Hai the Ein Mishalom as a Kaifa. That what a person doesn't pay Kaifa, Mishum de Kimlai Bidarabamine. That's not a Chayma. It's because of Kimlai Bidarabamine. This is the Rivo's Kashe. The Tirits, and he answered, the Shaykhik Nam Mipoto Midatana de Becheskia. Ribo answered that Shaykhik is also Poto. Tana de Becheskia holds that Bamakish Maka Odom, Lamaka Beheme, Ma Maka Beheme, Lechalata Ben Shaykhik Beimezid, Lechaive Momen is Maka Odom, Lechalata Ben Shaykhik Beimezid, Lepoitroi. And you put it from Tashlum, you say, Kimle b'darabmanei afilu, there's no chiyiv misa b'poyo. So let us just try to understand what is Tosfos Kashe and what is Tosfos Teretz. So the Teretz Yaakov says Pshat and Tosfos as follows. There's a Ramban in Masechtas Makis that says that the gather of Kimlei B'darab Minei, when you give a person Misa, and he's part of Tashlumim, not Pshat is that it's a Ptul. No, Kasher of Dinin Achumre, when you give him Misa, so it's Ke'ilu the Tashlumim was Nichlal in the Einish Misa. He's paying with his life. So that means if he gets such an Einish Chomor, snapshot is that he's potter to pay. The Torah considered ke'ilu, he's paying, like he's paying with his life, so it's considered ke'ilu, he paid. That's what the Ramban says. That's the chiddush of Kimlei b'darabmanei. It's not a p'tur tashlumim, it's ke'ilu shtilim. So memele, so the reverse kash is a mevodike kash, snapshot is that an odom. An Odom is potter from Kaifa. When he kills someone, he's potter from Kaifa. He pays Kaifa. He's paying with his life. So he's not giving some money, but the gedder of Kimle b'daravne is kilo shilaim, that the oynish tashlumim is nichlal in the oynish misa. So it's considered like he paid. So it's no kule. That was the Rivo's kasha. So Rivo answered that no, you're 100% right. B'meizid, you're 100% right. But the thing is, when he's a shoygik, he also doesn't have to pay. There you can't say it's kilu he paid. He's not getting misa. So al kochach b'shoygik, he's potter to pay. Oh, he's potter to pay. So now we see there's a cooler by Adam from Shoyer. A Shoyer pays kaifer, and an Adam is potter to pay kaifer when he was a shoygik. That's pshat in the reverse terrace. The Teres Yaakov says, with this we can understand, Amiradike Yamshul Shloime. Yamshul Shloime says as follows. Yamshul Shloime says that there is a difference by Kimle B'darabne, by Ovdine Nachumre, and by Loy Ovdine Nachumre. Which means there's a difference if you kill him, and he's potter to pay, or if you don't kill him, and he's also potter to pay. What is the difference? So the Yamshul Shloime says there's a difference. Kimle b'darabne is a ptu adinim bezn. Bezn can be machayvim to pay. But lotzeis yidei shemayim, he's chayiv to pay. Number one. And number two, there's a rashi above metziyah that says, since he's chayiv lotzeis yidei shemayim, in tofas loy makinim inay. That means if the nizik will chap from the mazik, nichapt it, you can't take it away from him. Kim lay b'daravne is only a din in bezin. Bezin can't be mechayvim to pay. But if the nizik got the money, there's a chiv lots of shvei shemai, we cannot take it away from the nizik. Zok the marshal, this was only said b'shoytik. By loy of din in achumre. Then he's chayv lots of shvei shemayim, and then tvisa will help. But b'meizit, if you killed if it was Avdin and Achumre, he said, you killed them, Take, then there's no din of Chayv Lotzus De Shemayim to pay, then Tvisa won't help. So he explains, it's beautiful, but that's Pshat in the Marshal. By Avdin and Achumre, he paid. He paid with his life. But it's considered he paid, so there's no Chayv Lotzus De Shemayim to pay. I paid already. I paid with my life. So there's no chiv lotzei shidei shemayim, and there's no din tvise. Masha ain't came. If you don't kill him, lo yavdin in achumre, so then there's din is, bezden can be mechayvim to pay, but he owes the money b'dinei shemayim, so tvise will help. So that's how the Teres Yaakov wants to say pshat in the Rivo. The Rivo held when avdin in achumre, it's not a kula, it's not pshat, is that Adam is potter from Kaifa, he's paying Kaifa with his life. So he says, but there's a kula by Adam, by Loi Avdin and Achumre. That's Pshat and Rivo. Now let us see the Ri. V'oimari, the lav pircha hiklal. It's not Pshat, it's a kashe, and a teretz. The kashe doesn't begin. The loy mifter, mishum kimlei b'darabne. I got news for you. You don't say Kimle b'darabne to Pata from Kaifa. Kimle b'darabne will not help to Pata from Kaifa. V'kan nami ein shaykh lahaskir toni d'becheski. And don't tell me about toni d'becheski also doesn't work by Kaifa. Misa doesn't Pata from Kaifa. Toni d'becheski doesn't Pata from Kaifa. And he says, the lakam beperik beis mashme, he says, look at the Gemara daf chavov, which he just learned. The ilav kro da olam v'lay ala odom. The Gemara estakashe, the Gemara estakashe, let an odom be chayiv koifer.
So the Gemara should have answered, and Shuldik, other Michael Bekoifer, if it was Bemezid, you say Kimon Rabne, if it's Beshoigik, you say Tonne de Vecheske. The Gemara seems it's a good cash, and the Gemara has to find a posek all of the way along. Mashmedi ilav krod olam loy al odom, hava yofin en odom misha, she is chayiv, meizid misa vikoifa. From the Gemara would seem, the Gemara, the kash is, he should be mechayiv, say misa and say koifa. That was the kash. And I don't say kim loy bid rabne over here. O mei olo potre le filu shoigik, dum yedishur, dein meizid lishur. The tone of the Vecheski, the Paita for the Shoigi, kind of moment she is it Bishaski of Misa, a fuki mi man de dosh pepeke lunaris, o im ye osain, loye yonish, dafke din osan, osa cheski, vashmini lav dafke din osan, loye yonish, a filo shoigi, loye yonish. What is the Shita Sari? So the Maram here of an old, and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz by us and Daf Chavov and Medalev seems to say the way the Maram says over here, Amor Ediki Yisot. The Halacha of Kimlei B'derabe Menei, where do we learn this from? We learn this from the Mei Vlodis. The Pasuk says, Im Lo Yiyya Osoin, that means a person was Noigeif an Isha Hore, V'yotzu yilodel. So the pasuk says, "Im lo yia osain, if she won't get killed, onesh ye onesh, he has to pay the mevlodes. Is a chiyuv tashlumim of the mevlodes. Im lo yia osain, is onesh ye onesh. Im yia osain, but what'll be if she got killed? Lo ye onesh. So from here we learn the ptur of kimlei b'darabnei." That he's chayiv misa for killing the isha, he's potter to pay the mei blodes. Now there's a shaila, does im yia osa mean a din osain, that means was take bemezid, or a filu she died, a filu, it wasn't bemezid, there's also he's potter from the mei blodes. But al koponim, the mekoyer of kimle bedaradnei, is momin acher bahade misa. That means I killed a woman, and I'm a mechuyev to pay the baal for the dmei vlodis. So there are two different things. So memela, so the din is sins for this pula, yechayev misa, yepata from tashlum. But the posik never spoke about for the woman that I killed if I have to pay kaifa for her. But the posik isn't speaking about that. The Pasuk is speaking about Mevlodis. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. Now, if there would be a Chiyuv Koifa, so Pshat is that when you kill a person, there's two Anshim. You get killed, and you have to pay Koifa. It's a set. And that is not in the Kimlei B'Darabnei. Kimlei B'Darabnei, if there's two distinct chiyuvim, the zachiyuv misa for killing anisha, the zachiyuv momin for the mevlodes, and now I have two chiyuvim on me, and I'm coming to Bezin, so there's a din. How's the three? If you give him the einish hachom, he's potter for the einish hakal. But if killing a person, there's two einshim on this. You have to get killed for that, and you have to pay kaifa. Then there is no such concept of kimlei b'darabnei. That's why our Gemara did not mention one word of kimlei b'darabnei. Our Gemara mentioned Olav. That's all. Olav is the only thing that can pater from kaifa. Kimlei b'darabnei. Tana de Becheski is not applicable over here. Now, before we look at Rashi and Daf Dalet and Rashi and Daf Chavov, let us just look at a Rashi of Daf Yud, and then we'll come to Rashi and Daf Dalet. The top Rashi, Masha'in came be'esh, and here we're going, Isher Mishum Chitzov Mistome, Lechayev Vos Reifas Odom. If a person made an esh, and a person got killed, so the Baal Esh is not chay. So Rashi says, Shoyel Elevroyach, he should have run away. Vim Kofesu, Hamavar Chayev Mise. Vikom lei bederabe menei ki de meforish lekanon perik hakoynis tzayin ledir. So here Rashi says on daf yud, here we sing chayme b'shame b'eish, shasher mishalom kaifa, v'eish potom mikaifa. So Rashi says that eish is pot, eish is odom hamazik, v'tot med chayim misa, so eish is ishe mishem chitzav odom hamazik. So Rashi says, an Odom is potter mikaifa, because, kim lebe der Abmene. Kom lebe der Abmene, that's why he's potter from kaifa. And Rashi in a kindness has to say, and if he wasn't amazed, you potter al stone de vecheskie. So, Odom is potter al kim lebe der Abmene, and tone de vecheskie. Fine? So now, our Gemara is, if everything applies, so Rashi seems to hold like the Rivo, like the Rabne is Shaykh by Kaifa, Tonne de Becheski is Shaykh by Kaifa. So then we have the Gemara, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? We Odom Chayev by Kaifa. What's your problem? Kimble de Rabne, Tonne de Becheski. This is a problem on the Rivo, and it's a problem on Rashi also. Now let us see Rashi on Dav Dalet or Medalet, and then we'll see our Rashi. Rashi on Dav Dalet or Medalet, this is the Dibur HaMaschul Mailoi Harei, but let's go down the next line. Now, this Rashi is an interesting Rashi. Rashi should have said, Rashi is speaking about very interesting things. Rashi should have said the reason. He goes in Golas, he doesn't go in Golas. If you say Kom Lebe the Rabbine, you say Tone de Vecheski, so that's the vote. Why is Rashi speaking about Bemezid Nerag, Beshegi Goyle? How does this come in? Now let's see our Rashi and Daf Chavov Medalot. Let's get back now to Daf Chavov Medalot. V'yeodom chayiv b'koifa. So Rashi says, ki goy meizid v'loy asru bey. The Gemara's Kashi is meizid v'loy asru bey. V'lese bar ketole v'loy bar golos. So here Rashi says, this is Rashi like Rashi Navdalad also. So Rashi says, an Odom should be chayiv b'koifa, b'meizid v'loy asru bey. Then he should be chayiv b'koifa. There's no ktolo, there's no goles. You have to know what's with Rashi Navdalad. So, Rashi said, Odom is potter from koifa, So Rashi said, Nera Gogolis, and what's with Mazed Blayasru Bey? Rashi Masad Mishvissendik. And what's Pshat in this Rashi? Zot Eilik Pnei Yeshua. And I think this is Pshat in the Pnei Yeshua. Zot the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi had a problem. That is 100% true, that Kim Lei B'Drabne applies by Koifer, that's Rashi Daf Yud. Rashi Daf Yud says he's brought us Kim Lei B'Drabne. And Tana de Becheski also applies. Bishoigig. He put out Tana de Becheski. Rashi had a problem. There's a shayla in the Gemara, if kufra mamayna kufra kapore, now locha we pask in kufra kapore. And I have news for you. By kaporis, there's no din of kimle bedarabmenei. The whole din of kimle bedarabmenei was only said by chiyuvei moment, so that the din is that, if you give a misa, you're not mechuyev to pay. But if he's chayev a kapore, kimle bedarabmenei will not take care of the kapore. So therefore, Rashi said, Amir de Kazach, Zuktapnei Yeshua. So Rashi said as follows. Bishloime, if a person kills someone bemazed. So, let me just say one more word. I think that Pnei Yeshua held this also. Chedushi Rab Reuven Simen Gimel, he says, the afogav de kufre kapore avze midin tashlum ein nezokim hubo velegoro misa min nezokim. Rab Reuven seems to say that the kufre kapore, the kapore is with the tashlum ein nezokim. That means as follows. That means just like when I'm choyvel ba'odom, and I'm mazik his hand, you have to pay for the hand. So if you kill a person, so it was mazik ramachi borov. So there's a din tashlum in the zokin on that. And if you hold kufre kapore, so you're zoiche to the kapore, through the Tashlum in the Zokim. But in Emerson, there are, in every Kufra Kapora, there are two factors. There's Tashlum in the Zokim, and there's a Kapora. And you kill two birds with one stone. Through the Tashlum in the Zokim, you get your Kapora also. Now, what'll be if we'll say kimle bidar, that's atkan l'shoine. Now let's start elaborating. What'll be if I'll say kimle bidar abmenei? A person kills someone bemezid, the asrubei, and I'll say kimle bidar abmenei. So what'll be? So al tashlumei nizokin doesn't have to pay. Because there's no din tashlum in the zokin, as kimle b'rabmenei. But he would have to pay, but he needs a kapore. We just said the tashlum in the zokin works, it serves a purpose, it's a kapore. But if he's potter, good, he doesn't have to pay tashlum in the zokin, but a kapore he also won't have. So Rashi says, but I got news for you. If you kill him, so the misses machapa, Mrs. Bezin is machapa. So no problem. So a person who killed someone bemazed. So there's no problem. He's taken care of. Al tashlumi nezokin, Rashi says daf yud. He said, kim lebe de rabmine. Al the kapore that he needs. This ktole, Mrs. Bezin is machapa. So there's no shaila whatsoever. He's not mechuyev to pay, doesn't need a kapore. That's taken care of. If a person killed someone b'shaygik, then he goes in golas. So also you don't have any problem. Al tashlum in nizokin, we have tana de vecheskiye, like halakta ben shaygik emezid. Al kapore, he goes in golas. Golas is mechapa, the Gemara says in Makis. So there's also no problem. So what is the problem? The problem is mezid v'loy asrubei. So what's this? So what is the problem? So the shaila is, not the shaila is, he should be chayiv to pay al tashlumi nezokin. Al tashlumi nezokin is not chayiv to pay. But what'll be with this kapora? That's the shaila. This person needs a kapore, and he's not paying. So that's the shaila. The shaila is, maybe he has to pay als kapore. Or will he get a kapore with paying? Does this person have a kapore if there's no din tashlum in the zokin? So the shaila of the Gemara was, is there a chiv kapore b'meizid lo yasro bay? That's the only shaila. There's no misa, there's no golas, there's no chiv tashlumim, but there should be a chiv kapore. And that the Gemara said, all over lo yalo adam. And there's a posik that by a share there's a kapore, by an adam, money is not mechaper. Hakesef Yanis Akel doesn't work by an odom. By a share it works. Mkayfa Yusha Solo. That money is mechaper. But Mezid Vloy Asrube, money won't be mechaper. He's in hot water. He's stuck in hot water. Mezid was, he doesn't have a kapore. Now, the Gemara, Rashi and Avdala didn't have to speak about Kaporis. There the Gemara was clearing in Tashlumi Nizokim. But was clearing, Shoyer pays Tashlumi Nizokim, and other mispata from Tashlumi Nizokim. So Rashi just said, he goes, Golis and those, but there was no kasha to speak about Mezid Vilei Asrabei. That's a problem of Kapore. But what we're saying, we're talking Tashlumi Nizokim. So Adam is kill, then share. Adam doesn't have to pay. The reason doesn't have to pay, it's Kimla B'darabim in there. So Adam is killed from share. That L'chayre is Pshat and Rash. So we have that's Pshat according to Rash. The lesser Bar Ketol, the Loi Bar Golos, maybe you should have to pay Kaifa for the Kaporet. Umash shein echayiv bechavol abod vorim tzari peishavus aboishes al nezek lochude chayiv koyfa heichedekotlei odom shechayiv abod vorim. So Gemara says olav loy al odom al niskei sheir mishalmin koyfa avol niskei odom ein mishalim koyfa. Ela oi misa oi golos. So that's when this Rashi is a myridike raya to the Pnei Yeshua. That's what Rashi is saying. A person doesn't, the only kapore that a person could have is oi misa oi golos. He doesn't have a kapore through tashlume momen. He's never without a kapore. Now let us see Taisvis. Zak Taisvis vi yodam chayiv bekoifa. Zak Taisvis, I have a posik, mlai sikhu koifa, lenefesh chaytseach, on of an aposik. That a chaytseach doesn't pay koifa. So what's the old Muslim gadrash, a miyut, a diuk, olav, vlai alodam, on of an aposik. So Taisvis says, loy nafke, dahi de itzarech, the loisish come in name of mine lamiftre. This means something else in Gansen. Loisikach koifel, sikru koifel nefesh retzech means something else. That a person can bail himself out from a chiyev misa. He's a retzeach and he comes to the judge and says, Zekaparos, he said that he shouldn't be chiyev misa, don't kill me. With koifel, I'll patra the chiyev misa. So Memele, that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Loitish Kamene Mamayna Lamiftere Kedamrinem Beperik Eilu Nahas. Vahochi Ayri, here Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha is, and Artaisis is like the Ri, the Gemara's Kasha is Sheye Horeg V'Yishalem Kaifa. Here the Gemara means that it should be both. You should kill him and pay Kaifa. Kamaya Sheh. This is like the relay nafkel lifter bishoigig beloy miskaven. Kamei bemezid bemiskaven. Shezek oze. Tone de becheskiye only applies that when a mezid the miskaven is potter, so shaygig, or leib miskaven is also potter. Avol kaifa ba'odom, calls madele ashken the potter b'shemokim lemitzin l'mail of menei klal, is bachlal, because that's like the maram's pshat, that by kaifa the whole concept of kimle b'daravne is not applicable, because it's one set, it's an one einish, mise and kaifa, that's the einish for Ritziches Odom. And that we don't find the loch of Kamle b'daravne and Tone de Vecheski. So the Gemara says, Olov v'loya l'odom. B'perik ha'chayvul dorish. The Gemara in ha'chayvul wants to prove that what it says, ayin tachas ayin, doesn't mean mami should take out his eye. The Gemara is a multitude of limudim to show ayin tachas ayin is the mei ayin. So one of the limudim is, the Gemara darks like this, l'nefesh reitzeach yata lekeach koifa, aval ata lekeach koifa l'roshe eivorim. That means that the Gemara wanted a darshan as follows. God is a miradike, Ibn Ezra darshmen chumish. Ibn Ezra says, ayin tachas ayin. So Ibn Ezra says, a pipash tekro, you're really mechuyiv to lose your eye. But you could give the mei ayin for a kapore. So that's Emerson, the drash of this Gemara. The Gemara says, that you could loisikhu koifel nefesh reitzeach. A reitzeach that kills someone, he can't pat himself for misa with koifel. But by chavole, you can pat yourself from taking out your eye by paying koifel. You might want to say that that's pshan the pus. Nefesh reitzeach yad lekech koifel after lekech koifel rosh yevom uporich. So it seems the Gemara held the posik, I don't need legufe, I need the posik lediyuki, that for Ritzayach, you don't take kaifer, for Rosh Yevorim, you do take kaifer, porich, bahai, biboile, anshuldik, I need this posik for something else, the Omar Rachmone, leisavid beitarti, Leisishkel minei mamayne v'niktelei. The Gemara says the pasuk is coming to tell us that you don't kill him and take money; you just kill him. Now it's a merdiki Gemara, so we just found the Gemara. Thanks before Esther Kasha. Let's darshan from the sikro kaifel and nefesh reitzeach. That you just kill him and you don't take life. And they said, nah, the pasuk means something else. But now there's a Gemara in Achoyvul that the Gemara says that's pshat and pasuk. The pasuk says, the leisish come in name of mine, v'niktalei. Don't do both, just kill him. Leisik achoyvul nefesh retzeach. So Taisu says, the Gemara over there, lav b'koyfer d'hoch ha'ayri. We're not speaking about our koyfer. Because if that would be our kaifa, we're back with the previous days for saying enough on the posik. And I don't need this posik, I have all of Leia Lodom. Deem kein avale lishniya hume all of Leia Lodom nafke. Elo airi bemomen acher bahadi mise. It's speaking about the mevlodis. We're speaking about momen acher bahadi mise. And that's what this posik is speaking about. For Toi Talmud and the Gemara held that Leisik HaKayv Nefesh HaTzeach is speaking about that he doesn't have to pay for the Dmei Vlodis, because the Toi Beilu Naris, Gmeitza Chab Minyal Naris also, the Gaboy Gabi Drosh in Liyos, the Gemara says, why need this person Liyos? Leisik HaKayv Nefesh HaTzeach Lomoli, Kloim Edom Liyos in Navke, Almas Al-Kadai, Tach Dmei B'mom Minach HaBadim Misa. We see there was a Hava Mina, the Gemara in Ksubis, and this is also having Gemara in Achayvu, that the posik means is that you should not have to pay the Mevlodis. Why the Pasuk called it Kaifa, Meisach Nisht, but Al Kaponim. That's how Tosfos says Pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Al Kaponim, we know now that Asher is Chayiv be Kaifa, and Adam is Potter from Kaifa. Fakt der Gemorre, bezoi se eben nu kalvo chayme, bi eishoi chayev barbo dvorem, mi kalvo chayme. Asher shbi chayev barbo dvorem, mi kalvo chayme. Uma odom, sheine chayev bekoifer, chayev barbo dvorem, odom, das pota vom koifer, is chayev barbo dvorem, shoyer she chayev bekoifer, eine din she chayev barbo dvorem. So let a shoy be chayiv be tzari po yishevis a boishis. So Mora says, it's very good, but there's a posik, omer kro, ki yitain ish mum ba misoy, ish ba misoy, voloi shoyer ba misoy. There's a miyut. A shoyer does not pay dalad vor. Let us see what Rashi says. Ish ki yitain Mum ba misoi, ish ba misoi, ava bedinna sinas mumim, loy sher ba misoi shel bailov. A sher that was choyvel a misoi shel bailov, you don't pay dalad vor. Ein eidin shechayiv be dalad vor, let us see Tosfos. Vim taima, ma lo odom, Shekein muad mitchilosay. So Tosfos is asking Akashe, and the Gemara asks, let's learn out Odom, let's learn out Shoyer from Odom. Ma'adach Odom, that's Potter from Kaifa, is Chay Barbo Dvorim, Shoyer. That's chayiv bekoifer, about the gewisse, it should be chayiv barbo dvor. For Tosfos, but Odom is a chayma over shoyer. Odom is muad mitchilosoi, and shoyer takes 3 times to become a muad. So you have a pircha and the kalvo chayma. You're telling me that shoyer is more chamul than Odom, because shoyer pays koifer. I got news for you, Odom is a chayma over shoyer. She can't make a kalvo chayim anymore. Ma'alo odom shkeimud metchilosa. V'yesh loimar diniskei odom miniskei odom yalef. Now what is Tosfos answering? So let us see the Marsha for 1 minute. Part of the Marsha, and then we'll understand how he says pshat in Tosfos. Now the Marsha is on the Avchavov, I mean on the Gemara of the Avchavov on the Aleph, the last Marsha in the first column. This is on Daf Chavov. This is the last Marsha on Daf Chavov. B'dibur HaMaslan in Din Sheikhayiv. V'yeshloimel deniskei odom eniskei odom yalev. At kan l'shein. Perish. So the Marsha says, dohochi yalev. And ma koifer sheikilu boi legabe odom echme boi legabe shoyer. Taledvorim shech meboy legabi yodom, einidin shenach meboy legabi shoyer, tashlo shach lamifrach malo odom shkeimud mitchilose. I'm not learning out shoyer from odom, I'm learning out Taladvarim from Kaifa. And Memele, that's the Malamed. Ma Kaifa. That's Pota by Yodam. Is Chaya by Shoel. Taladvarim. That's Chaya by Yodam. So I'm not learning out Shoel from Odom. I'm learning out Taladvarim from Kaifa. So you can't ask a Kasha Malash Odom Shkemud Mitchilos. Okay. That's Hanege Alonu to Nobshat and Taisis. Zakti Gemara weiter. Iboyelu. Now we're in the middle of the Omid. Regel shedolso al gabe tinik bechotzer anizik. Regel walked over a tinik bechotzer anizik and the tinik bite. Mau shetishalem koifer. Does regel pay koifer? Mi amrinen. Mi di dahava keren. It's just like a keren muet. Keren kiven dahava treyut losa zimni ulcheyu. By keren muet, after two or three times, it's a muet. Umishalim koife, ochinam miloishno. So regel is a muet mitchilosoi. But the parsha of koife says by sheir hamuet. God, the Pasuk is speaking about a Keren Mu'ud. Becomes a Mu'ud after three times. But the Pasuk says, Asher Amu'ud pays Kaifer. So, Regel is always a, it's Mu'ud Mitchilosei Bechotzer Anizik. So you also pay Kaifer. Haidil me Keren Kavanosei Lahazik Hai Ein Kavanosei Lahazik. You can't learn out. The Pasuk is speaking about Keren. Keren has another mile that Regel doesn't have. Keren is Kavanos Elazik. So maybe the Din Tashlume Koifer was only said by Keren because Keren is Kavanos Elazik. Regel is not Kavanos Elazik. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Before we go further, let us perhaps see Taisvis, the two Taisvis in over here. Regel Shedolso, who adin b'shein, the Gemara Shail is lavdavke by Regel, by Shein also, b'shein dechaye de ulchei have. A chaye, it's ulchei to eat live nivroim. Avamotzi liboy, so it's also. Avul boyveish matini me olov kemoy odom. Boyveish is no shaila, that's the miyut. Olov, v'loy al odom, v'loy al boy, v'loy al eish. But here, kaifa yushas olov is going on shayr. So it could be grad, the posig is speaking about keren, but could be lavdavke keren, could be, means shayr. I do me keren kavanos elas. Taime, my mesafkele, pshite, the keren chamire, mahai taime, it's talking about what's the shaila? It can't learn out from keren. Ala keren shaken kavanos elas. So Taisvis understood that we're learning out from a mamotzino. They want to learn out of Mamatzino regel from Keren. So I'll say, just like Keren is Chayiv Kaifer, regel is also Chayiv Kaifer. So I'll say, Ma'ala Keren, she can't come no Selazik. I mean, what's it to talk about? You can make a Mamatzino. The Lekalamayim with the Mikaren, Bekalva Chayim Yalev, She'eni Mood Mitchilosom, the hashtal of Shaykh Mifrich, the priest is Pamas Nisan. So Taisvah says, maybe, I'm not learning a Mamatzino. I'm learning a Kalvachayma. What's the Kalvachayma? I'll tell you the Kalvachayma. Madoch Keren. That's not Muad Mitchilosi. We don't hold a Kaptav. So Keren is not Muad Mitchilosi. The first three times you pay Chatzi. Vafal Piken, you pay But after three times, you pay teufel. Regel, that's mud metrilosoi, shizicha pay teufel. So memele, so I'm learning out the kalvachayma. And with the kalvachayma, you can't ask, we had a teisvis on the afrofeya medalit. If I'm asking a kalvachayma, I can't ask svorelech, because then there's a din of koza achnis be kalvachayma. That means, I'm proving to you that regel is more chomer than keren. You know why? Because keren is not mud mitchilosoi, and regel is mud mitchilosoi. So memele, so you can't say, but Karen is Kavanos Elazik. This is the Kavanos Elazik help anything. Karen with the Kavanos Elazik is not Mood Mitchilosoi. If to wait three times to pay Nezik Sholem. Regel without the Kavanos Elazik is Mood Mitchilosoi. So you see, if I'm making a Kalvachoymer, so I'm proving to you that all your Svarelech calls the Achmis be Kalvachoymer. I'll prove to you, Yisvarelech don't mean anything in Aloche. Because Karen with Kavanos Elazik is not a mood mit Chilosoi. And Regel, that is Kavanos Elazik, is a mood mit Chilosoi. So maybe you're making a Kalvachayma. That's shot. Want to make a Kalvachayma? That Madoch Karen, that's not mood. That means, but there are kavochim. Madoch keren, that's amud mit chilosi peis kaifa. Regel, that's mud mit chilosi peis kaifa. So Taisvi says, the other yechiach, if you're making a kavochim, I got news for you. So in other words, you're telling me an equation. That something that's mud mit chilosi should pay kaifa. Other yechiach, that it's mud mit chilosi, it doesn't pay kaifa. A bottom mikayfa. Va'oyit heichi bo the mail of mikaren shekhen chayeves bo shusaram. And Tais says another kash. I can learn that from Karen. Karen is more chomer than regel. This is not a svaredike chumre. This is a lochedike chumre. Karen is chay bo shusaram and regel is potter bo shusaram. So how can you learn out regel from Karen? So it's very interesting. So we have a sugye. And we have also, in the Gemara is going to say, if you have a regel, it's chai, it's kaifa. And Taisvis doesn't understand the Gemara. I mean, how can you learn that regel from Karen? Karen is more chama than regel. Karen is chai b'shus harabim. Regel is pota b'shus harabim. So how can you learn out? You can learn that kal v'chayma. So there's a meridike rosh over here. Let us perhaps see the rosh for 1 minute. And we'll be negeya later also. But I'm married to Kirosh. The Rosh is Perik Shaini Oistesvov. Perik Shaini Oistesvov. Hiboyilahu. Regel shadosa gabitinik pechotzer anizik, maishi shalim kaifa. Zokta Rosh, iker tama boy. The shail of the Gemara is, idar shinen olov davke ala kerem. The Gemara is just speaking about the psazazach, but the iker shail is a gone under shail. In kaifa yushas olov. Is the olov going dafkan keren, dechsiv bay, because it's speaking about keren, v'lei al shem beregel, eidom ma olov ala sher kama. Olov, God, the posik is speaking about keren, but the kaifa yushas olov means an asher ye pay kaifa. Umachol chi yuvay sher. Vasik ned yesh kaifa beregel. The mistava, the maimed, the olav, akol chiyuvi d'sher kaivu adinam yarek. So the Rosh is amir de kirosh, and With this, he avoided Tosis problems. Tosis learned the Gemara, Kipshuta, the Yestis Pircha, and Tosis says, good, you want Yestis Pircha, I'm another Pircha. He says, the Gemara is just telling us, could be the Svaris, the Karen should be different, but that's not the Yesod HaShayla. The Yesod HaShayla is, it says, Kaifa Yushas. So we hear from Moira the Kirosh. The Rosh says, the Yesod HaShayla is Atalim Shatan Olav. Does Olav mean Karen? And we'll differentiate between Karen and Shem Beregel. Does Olav mean Shoyer? Kaifa Yushas Olav. Olav means the Baal HaShoyer, so it means only the Gabi, the Masik of Karen, or within the Masik of Regel. That's what the Rosh says. Fine. Now let's go further. So we have a Shaila, Toshma. So the Gemara says, I'll be poshut to Shaila. I have a Baraisa, Hichnis Shoyroi Lachotza Balabaye Shaloi Bushus. A person brought in his shayr, lechotza balabayish, shaloi bishus, one chutzpah. Shaklecha chutzpah brings his shayr into lechotza balabayish. And what happened? Nokre le balabayish a mace, and the shayr killed the balabos nachaycha dazu. Achmon and it's law. So now like this. Asher beskila. The shayr is chayiv skila. That's, if a shayr kills a person, it's chayiv beskila. Ubailov, bein tam, bein muid, mishalim kaifa sholim, divrei raptafen. Oh, this is raptafen. Raptafen holds keren b'chotzer anizik, pays nezik sholim. So this raptafen also said that keren b'chotzer anizik pays kaifa sholim. He's going Lishitosa. Frek the Gemara, now how did he figure this out? Kaife Sholem B'tam L'Raptalfen Menolei. Now let's just refresh our memories. Bishlam Menezik Sholem. Raptalfen went with Alimot. Ma'adach. Shein V'Regos Potah B'Shusara. Eschayiv B'Chotza Nezik Nezik Sholem. Karen, that's chayiv, chatzi nezik b'shusaram, but we should be chayiv, b'chotza nezik, nezik shom. That was by nezokin. So that means I knew that Karen is more chomer than shein v'regel b'shusaram, so should have all the chumris of shein v'regel b'chotza nezik. But over here we're talking about kaifa. Where do we have the Kalvachayma of Raptalfen. Lav Mishum de Savalek Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Da'oma tam mishalom chatzi koifer b'shusaram. So he holds that tam pays chatzi koifer b'shusaram. And he's back to his Kalvachayma. K'maisi lo mi Kalvachayma mi regel. So the same thing. So you see from this Bereis the Meiridik, you see if Raptafen figured out that Karen Tam pays Bechotzer Anizik Kaifer Sholem, so we see two things. Number one, we see that Raptafen also Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yipay Chatzi Kaifer, such a concept of Chatzi Kaifer, also Rabbi Yosi Aglili, right? And number two, but if he says Bechotzer Anizik Yipay Kaifer Sholem, Akoch you learn it out from Regel. So you see, he holds by regel, you pay kaifa. So that was pushing you shyly. Cause shyly, if regel pays kaifa, I've arrived from Raptaf and then you pay kaifa. Now just to throw in a beautiful kasha that Nachlos David brings down from the Sheet Mekabet says, Apella de Kekasha, Raptafen, that holds that, let's forget about Kay for a minute. Abtafen that holds that you pay, Karen pays Nezik Sholem Bechotza Nezik Karen Tam. So we learned before, but you pay Migufay. That means, Nezik Sholem you pay because Heche, the Ifrich Kalvachayma, Chatzi Nezik, and no, without a Kalvachayma. So the Kalvachayma is teaching me Nezik Sholem. But do you pay me gufay me aliyah? you pay me good for it, because then you say diet. But Tafen also holds diet. He just holds that the Kavuchayim has to teach me something. So the Kavuchayim teaches me that you pay Nezek Sholem. Kavuchayim teaches me you pay Nezek Sholem B'chotzer HaNezek. That's the Kavuchayim. But you pay me good for it. I'll die. That's the Gemara before. Frag the Shit Mekebetz Amir de Kekash. Frag the Shit Mekebetz is. So now, if Reb Tarfon holds, you pay Koifer Sholem B'chotzer HaNezek, but you'll also pay me Gufoy. And I mean, that's the same Reb Tarfon. Now, Asher Yisokel, you killed the Sheir. So if you killed the Sheir and you pay me Gufoy, so Asher he pays Nezek Sholem by Atam, Tom pays Nezek Sholem. Here's your shoyer. I'll tell you a good cemetery if you want to bury it. But where's he paying Kaifer Sholem? He pays me Gufoy. He pays me Gufoy, so Bemela, so, Merdikikashe. That's, here, it's because this price says, Bein Tam, Bein Mu'ed, Mishalom, Kaifer Sholem. Now, Mu'ed pays Kaifer Sholem is very good, because you pay me Aliyah. But at Tam, you pay me Gufoy. So, Mamela, so what's that, Mishalom, Kaifer Sholem? If you lebezn of Yishalmloch, it's also Bano, when you kill a share an iskel is also Bano, and you don't pay anything. You just give him the shale. Let him take care of all the burial expenses. You keep it, but you don't pay kaifer sholem. You don't pay anything. You don't pay. He ends up with a share that's also bano. He doesn't have anything. So that's the shita's kash. But al koponim. So we prove from this paraisa that Rav Tarfon holds that Regel pays Kaifer Sholem B'chotzer HaNezek. That's the only way he could figure out that Keren Tam pays Kaifer Sholem B'chotzer HaNezek. Al Kaponim we're poshet to Shiloh from Rav Tarfon. Alme ike koifer beregel. So you see this koifer beregel. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Bechotzer anizik. Dechiyuve de regel bechotzer aniziku. Oh, that's Ratsu Shai. Lochinami loishna. De regel medus mitchilosi lalech bolitois. Mishum de sova kabiyoshe glalida oma bepirkin de lekamon tam mishalom chatsi koifer b'shusaram umaisi lo raptalfon lo shusar nizi koifer sholem mikal vochoyma mirego piyeichi de goma just like raptalfon learned tam lekeren tam linyin nizokin b'mas nisim Bochi gomalo, ma shein berego shepturim bishus arabim legamri. Bishus, bochi gomalo, ma shein berego shepturim bishus arabim legamri. Bishus anize kaifer sholem, keren shebishus arabim chatsi kaifer kabyeisi aglili, and edin shebishus anize kaifer sholem. Mi de goma rav tarfen hochi, since rav tarfen learns out, Kaifer Sholem B'chotzer HaNizik from Regel Almeike Kaifer B'regel Dilavochi B'may Maisilo. How did he figure this out? Akochi had to figure it out from Regel. Yeah. Let us just see Taisvis. Lav mishum de sabla kabiyes yaglili. Vim taima afilu belei kabiyes yaglili. Mikal vochayma goma. You don't need Rabbi Yossi Glili. I feel like you'll say that there's no concept of Chatzi Koifa. I'm learning this. Ma Shein Verego. The Pturim Bushu Sarabe. Chayovim Bechotzer Hanizik Koifa Sholem. Ma Shein Verego. The Pturim Bushu Sarabe means the potter from Nizikin. Chayovim Bechotzer Hanizik Koifa Sholem. Karen, that's Chayev Benezikin. Beshus Arabim, so she be Chayev, Kaifa Sholem Bechotzer Hanizik. So Tosis is asking Akasha, why do you have to get involved with Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili was said as a new concept of Chatzi Kaifa, which is debatable. Let's not talk about Chatzi Kaifa. You can make the Kal V'chaimer, you can, the Trilas Adin will be from the Zikin, and the Seifdin will be from Koifa. And the Kal V'chaimer goes as follows. Ma doch shein beregulos pot from the Zikin bushus Arabim, and the Schaif Koifa Sholim b'chotzer Hanizik. Is Karen, the Schaif Chatzi Nezik bushus Arabim, shizicha b'chaim b'koifa, Koifa Sholim b'chotzer Hanizik. That's the discussion. V'yesh loima. The moya koifer cholok midin nezek midin potter b'shus harabim lehavishayich lemeidem kal b'chaim. In fact, Tosfos amir de kizach. So Tosfos says, if you'll tell me that you're potter from koifer b'shus harabim, so let me ask you a kasha. So let me ask you a kasha. Yechayev chatzi nezek b'shus harabim, Karen? But you're a potter from Kaifa B'shus Arab. Why? So the Teretz is, Hatzushtel, Chatzi Nezik Yechayev, Kaifa Yepotter. Kaifa does not have the same halachas of Nezokin. So the minute you are forced to say that Kaifa does not have the same halachas of Nezokin and you can't mix channels, So then your Kal V'chaimer goes down the drain. I'm saying if Karen is chayiv chatzi nezik b'rshus harabim, it should be chayiv koifer sholem b'chotzer nezik. Why isn't it chayiv koifer b'rshus harabim? Because you can't learn out koifer from the zokin. So you can't learn out. So your Kal V'chaimer, you can't learn out koifer from chatzi nezik b'rshus harabim. So al kochach, the gemore, the al kochach is ois gespart, Rav Tarfon holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we see that Rav Tarfon holds that you pay nezik sholem, you pay koifer sholem be regel, and he learns out keren tam from regel.